So we are in busy with this new series that we started, where we're looking at running from the world and running to Christ. And the whole concept that, you know, it's not just about us stopping the bad things in life that we shouldn't be following, but it's also putting in place the things of God that we have, that we're training in God, and we are becoming the in transforming into His image as we're running towards Jesus, like the Bible says we should. But and just wanna, is this working? Can you go to the next slide? I don't know why the slides shows aren't working. It's not working. There we go. Praise Jesus. Okay. So remember, what we were looking at is just when we started this series, we are looking at those two scriptures in the pastoral epistles to Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy. But we said, look, what was Jesus' main message when he came to earth? When he came to preach the gospel, his main message was for us to repent and to believe. That's calling us to action. And repentance, remember, is a very strong word that sometimes, because it's such a religious word, we forget what it really means. It really means to be changed completely, to change the direction of our whole lives, in the way we think, in the way we live, and to trust the good news, to trust the message of God. And Jesus was all about bringing the kingdom of heaven. You know, he summed this whole thing up saying, the kingdom of heaven is in your midst. I'm bringing it in the person of me as God, and I'm reuniting it with earth. And this is who you are. Those who follow me are the kingdom. It's busy breaking in, and I'm the one that's going to enable that, right? We spoke about that a little bit last week. So I want to start the service off with that as we focus on Jesus. And, you know, I was listening to a podcast this week, and a guy was sharing really incredible, challenging message. He says, in his 40 years of following Christ, there's not been one day that he hasn't shared the gospel with someone. Whoa. And I'm like, bro, that is challenging, because we just looked at the gospel. The gospel, Jesus is calling us to share the gospel with the world. And you know what he said, what he often does is he asks people when he shares, you know, if you had to die today and you had to stand before God, you know, what would be your chances out of 10 that God would say, you know, when the new kingdom comes, you're going to be part of it? And most people say like 7 out of 10. I don't know, if I had to ask you honestly, okay, you don't have to say, but I have to ask you honestly right now, honestly, if you were standing in front of God, how confident would you be of your salvation? I'm asking you right now, and I want you to think about it. If your answer is like most of these people, 5 out of 10, you know what they say? It's because I'm a good person. You know, some of these people don't believe in God, but they say, well, if there's a God, I've been fairly a good person. And then to the religious people, they sometimes say 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. And here's the thing I want you to think of. If your answer was 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10, did Jesus just die for 70% of your sins? Did he die for 80% of your sins? He died for everything. You are 100% saved if you are in Jesus. Despite yourself, not because of how great you are, but because of how great He is, what He has done for you. And you know what? Each and every one of you have forgotten that. I've forgotten that. You have forgotten the incredible gift that Jesus has given you. And we read about this in Galatians 3, verse 26 to 27. It says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith, for all who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. When God looks at you, if you have been baptized into Christ, God sees Jesus. You are perfect. You're being redeemed, but you've also been fully redeemed. That's the wonder of the gospel. In Romans 6, it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Can a dead person steal? Can a dead person lie? Can a dead person cheat? That's what Paul's saying. He's saying, you are dead. Your sin is dead. You can't steal anymore. You can't lie anymore. You can't cheat anymore, because you are now dead in this world. You're alive in Christ. And he talks about, again, about being baptized into his death. Baptism isn't just a ritual. It isn't just us, you know, giving an outward expression. Is this person in an amazing way? I mean, that's a great promise. That's not what baptism is. Baptism is saying, God, I need you. God, I need you. I'm dying right now. I lay my life before you. Please save me. That's what baptism is. And God says, when we are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are 100% saved. Not just one day, we get to have the age of the new life now. Have you forgotten that? Have you forgotten what Jesus has done for you? Maybe you haven't been baptized. Can I share some great news? If you don't know it already, Lewis' dad was baptized on Sunday. Sorry, Monday. And Lewis phoned me. He says, look, man, my dad, he came to me and he realized what baptism is. He needs to get baptized. He wants to get saved. Can you help us work through this study? Because I feel like I'm a little bit biased here for my dad. And I'm about to go into a meeting. I've got like athletics. Can we do it at 5? He says, no, his flight. He's going to be flying by that time. You know, he's going to be in the airport. We need to get him in the water, man. And it's like, well, I'm going to be in Cape Town soon. Can we, like, next week do it? He says, I can't, because he's like 200 k's from Cape Town up the West Coast. We suppose we can make a plan. I said, well, Andile was supposed to meet with me at 3. Maybe he's still available. And I phoned Andile, or I told him to phone Andile. You know what? They study the Bible. And Yop gave his life to Jesus. It made me think, when we preach every Sunday, and I spoke about this to a few people, when we preach every Sunday, we have this amazing message. We try to make everything about Jesus, but we just forget what Jesus has done for us and is doing for us every day, because he loves us so much. And Paul says, when we take the communion, and Jesus says, when we take this, remember, do not forget what I've done for you, because I haven't just given you something, I've given you everything. Amen. Let's pray.